We're just learning that a judge has now ordered the release of 911 calls from the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary. This just one day after a report revealed chilling new details about the shooter and images from that horrific day. It's all raising larger concerns about mental health in this country and whether it's in crisis. Our Brian Todd is working on this part of the story. Brian, what are you finding out?
Well, Jim, experts are telling us they have no doubt that mental health in the U.S. is in crisis. They say that crisis is manifesting itself in rampage killings, other horrific incidents like the Newtown shootings. A new report, which includes some jarring photographs, addresses the mental health of shooter Adam Lanza.
The shot-out windows of the entrance to Sandy Hook Elementary School. The Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 adults. Newly released bone-chilling images of the crime scene in the Newtown shootings from Connecticut state investigators. Black plastic bags taped over the windows of his bedroom mirror the dark mind of shooter Adam Lanza. Just off his computer room, there's a gun locker, a gun still perched inside. The new report says Lanza did a spreadsheet on other mass murders, kept a newspaper clipping from an 1891 school shooting.
Adam Lanza is sort of a black box in which we see the crash, but we don't really know what happened that led to the crash.
The report says Lanza had significant mental health issues, but the professionals who saw him did not see anything that would have predicted his future behavior.
What may happen is that if you cannot definitively say that that patient is a danger to themselves or others or property, then you don't turn them over to the police.
This is a tale of two families and their struggles with mental health. The Lanza family, whose efforts to get treatment for their son are unclear, and the family of Virginia State Senator Cree Deeds. Their son, Austin, was evaluated for mental illness. He was released from a hospital a day before he repeatedly stabbed his father and then killed himself. Released because, according to the Rockbridge Area Community Services Board in Virginia, there were no psychiatric beds available. CNN later learned at least 3 hospitals in the state had beds. Now, Senator Deeds is lashing out at that board.